All right, we're going to go to David Pine in just one moment. But before we do, I have a very big announcement, a very good announcement, a good announcement, a big announcement, something that I've been working on. Guys, I'm always on the phone talking to new companies about what we can offer to you. A lot of times, and almost every time, it stems from what do I want? What do I want? What do I need for my family? And if I need it, good chance is my audience needs it. So let me tell you what I've been working on. I've been working on finding a company to work with to provide Survival Seed Vault. A Survival Seed Vault. No, no one at 815. A Survival Seed Vault. That's what I've been working on. And some of these companies, by the way, after COVID, they couldn't get them. I don't know what happened, but like everything else, there was a supply chain crisis. But we now have the ability for you tonight to place your order. Go right there, if you would, to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. It's right on the homepage. Survival Seed Vault. And let me tell you what it comes with. By the way, competitors sell similar seed vaults for $100. We have it for $39.95. And you're supporting free TV. Because I got to pay the bills somehow, folks. Today, I had to pay a big bill to push out free programming to you. My streaming bill on my channel at WVWTV.com is $11,000 a month. $11,000 a month to push out free programming to you. My wife has said, is there some way we can get rid of that bill? I said, yeah, we can put it all behind a paywall and tell everybody, you want to watch it, you got to pay $50 a month or $25 a month. But we're trying to keep it free for everybody. All right, so this is why and how we pay for stuff. We need your support, and you get something in return. So look at this. A lot of people are selling these vault seeds for $100. We got it for $39.95, all right? There's 20 varieties of fruits and vegetables in there. Triple seal safeguard, 3 layers of protection, keeps the seed viable and secure against the elements. 100% heirloom seeds made in the USA, and you just store it in a reasonable, stored in a resealable package, sealed in a can. For long-term storage, plant today or store up for up to 5 years or more. And we're talking about some beautiful vegetables that you can gather from this. We got some pictures on the website if you want to look at those. There you go. I'll try to blow those up a little bit. So there you go. Carrots, cauliflower, all kinds of great stuff. Beans, onions, peppers, squash. I love squash with brown sugar. Butter. All right, so there you go. I'm excited about this because I've been working on trying to find a company to do this with us for a long time. So we're pretty excited about being able to offer to you now heirloom seeds. So you just keep going. Don't have to worry about it. Become independent, folks. Control your own food supply. Now available at WVWTVstore.com or not. Call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Last night, we introduced this, bison. This is, you can get it in quantities, but if you want to just let your dog try it, one can sample bison feast canned dog food. Do you not want to give them the dog food that and I don't know, why are these dogs dying of cancer? 50% of the dogs I read are more dying of cancer, okay? This is dog food that's all natural, no mRNA, no vaccines, okay? This is full of all kinds of things like vitamin B12, vitamin D3, okay? This is from good stuff, bison, liver, and all kinds of stuff that's good for dogs that they love. And I'm going to have some video footage for you real soon of Delta chowing down her brand new bison canned dog food, all right? So think about your pet. You're like, okay, you might want to use this now. Feed it to them now. But certainly you want to get a case or two, and you can buy it in a 12-pack case or a 5 cases, 60 cans, and store that away. It's got a pretty good shelf life on it, folks. So if something happens, there's an emergency, you're feeding the dogs, all right? You're feeding your dog. And Delta is certainly all about that. Where'd she go? Someone do a wide shot. I'm missing a DOG somewhere. She must be laying in front of the desk, is she? She left the studio? You've got to be kidding me. Well, someone should go find her. I thought she was in here. She had a tennis ball in her mouth a while ago. I saw her. Well, anyway, we'll get her back in here. She normally doesn't miss a show. But anyway, don't forget about your dogs, okay? And then, of course, here we go. Look at this right here. This is flying out the door. Potassium iodine, the FBI, and the military has just run a week-long test in Houston, Texas for a nuclear attack. I wonder why. Maybe they're planning something, plotting, false flag, going to allow it to happen? I don't know. But I know we're close to World War III. We're about to hear from that with David Pine. We got 3,000 bottles of the potassium iodine, protect your thyroid, anti-radiation tablets, and it's flying out the door. We also have Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement I developed several years ago with an FDA-approved facility. Bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, red wine extract, pine bark extract. I take it every day. Loaded with antioxidants. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. How does he have so much energy? Well, there you go. Every day I drink Extractgevity, I have for years. And it's loaded with antioxidants. You know what that means, don't you? So if not, go check it out. So anyway, we got also the freeze-dried food. We have another humongous order coming in. We are working. We're catching up. We've been about a good 4 to 5 week delay because we had so many orders come in. We offered free shipping in February and March. We're getting rapidly caught up. Thank you for your patience. You got a great deal. Some of you say $500, $600, $700, $800 or more in shipping. So be patient. Many of you have already gotten your order. And we have hired some more kids to work for us. So be patient. We're rapidly getting caught up. And just keep getting your orders in because we're cranking up. A lot of these kids now are out of high school next week. They're out of college. And they're going to be working full-time jobs now, full-time hours. So we're going to get rapidly caught up. So there you go. WVWTVstore.com, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year. We also have all the emergency supplies, indoor stoves, outdoor stoves, water purifiers, EMT emergency trauma kits, and more. WVWTVstore.com or 901-468-9357. Most excited about the Heirloom Seed Vault. Now offering it tonight for the first time. Again, WVWTVstore.com or 901-468-9357. You get things you need. And we have a reasonable profit margin to pay for putting out free TV. Or we just go to putting it all behind a paywall and call it a day. It'd be a lot easier on our part not to be involved in the free market system. Because that's what we have to do. Go out and find good products. Put them out here. Buy them up front. Store them. Have a warehouse. Have people packing them. It'd be a lot easier, frankly, for me to say $50 a month and not have to do any of this. But what we're trying to do is work in the free market arena and offer a public service to people so that nobody gets turned away. No matter what, they can watch. Okay? I feel much better about that. So thanks for purchasing it from us. And thank you for telling all your friends. We need more customers. So tell them. Go over there. Support what they're doing. Buy these products you need anyway. All right. Joining me now is David Pine. David, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad, for having me on again.
Hey, does any of that ring true with you, what we're doing over here as far as all the information we're adding on our website and the heirloom seeds and the potassium iodine? Colonel Mills the last couple of weeks has brought this up on his own, the potassium iodine to protect your thyroid. Any of that ring true with you?
Yeah, I used to have some. I need to restock. It's always a good time to prep. We seem to be sleepwalking further and further towards World War III, especially with some of the events we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, let's do it. Let's start out with a video we showed last night. We won't go any audio. We don't need it. But watch this, folks. What do you think's going on? And I've shared with you what I think. This just looks a little funny, doesn't it? Watch this drone come flying in onto the Kremlin. Boom. There you go. What on earth is going on there? I guess the question, David, is, as I posed in my news tonight, is that a false flag by Russia so they can justify wiping Zelensky and his clique, as one guy in Moscow said, off the map? Is this so they can go to tactical nukes in the field and have the international backing, a false flag event? I mean, I think Putin was known a few years ago for blowing up one of his own apartment buildings to look like he's, fighting terrorists and blamed it on the terrorists, but others say he actually did it himself as a false flag, killed a bunch of people, according to some people that were over there. I don't think those people are still with us. I think they talk too much. So did Russia do it as a false flag? Did the CIA do it as a false flag to speed things up over there? Or is this really something that Ukraine really did? I mean, I don't know of a third option, or a fourth option beyond those three. What say you?
Well, I mean, this is something that Ukraine could have done, but it's there's just a lot of reasons why it is an obvious Russian false flag attack on the Kremlin. First of all, I mean, the size of that drone and the speed, you know, easy to shoot down, could have detonated on command, you know, if the Russians, you know, just to ensure that it didn't do any damage to the Kremlin. The Kremlin is it's a very well protected complex with the walls up to 21 feet thick. So, you know, it's possible even if it impacted it, wouldn't have penetrated, the building. Ukraine had reason to know that Putin was not at the Kremlin. He doesn't sleep at the Kremlin ever. He sleeps at the presidential compound just outside of Moscow and in various dakas and palaces throughout the country. So there's really a 0% chance this was an assassination attempt on Putin, and that's what every Russian leader has stated. You know, like literally they erupted in as if in unison. You know, almost as if they were the Democrats, and we see the Democrats do that. There's talking points that are pre-programmed. You know, as soon as they blow a dog whistle, then they all come out saying the exact same thing. And that's what we saw the Russians do. You know, we don't see that a lot. But it indicates to me that, this was a pre-planned pretext for, as you said, for either a Russian tactical nuclear escalation in Ukraine, which I think would be an easy way for Putin to win the war at low risk. Given that Biden's in the White House, I mean, the chances of Biden responding militarily to a limited nuclear demonstration attack, even against Kyiv, would be extremely minimal, I think almost non-existent, let alone a nuclear response. And I think that's a good thing, because it just wouldn't warrant, Putin were to use a nuclear weapon in super EMP mode over Kyiv and it didn't directly kill almost anyone, that's just not the trigger that we would want to, destroy the country over, given that Ukraine is not a national interest in the United States.
When we go back to this video and watch it, folks, this little firecracker, as I was calling it on radio today, it didn't even take down the flagpole. Did you notice that, David?
I didn't.
Let's watch it. I don't think the flagpole even went down.
Go. It's almost as if it's like a firework.
The flagpole's still there. So that was such a puny little firecracker, it didn't even take out the flagpole.
Yeah, it's a very small, if Ukraine had been serious and wanted to do some significant damage, they would have employed like a Tupolev 141 they've used in attacks on Russian nuclear bases, including one not far from Moscow. Just doesn't have any of the trademarks of Ukrainian attack. I mean, certainly they could have pulled something off like this as a symbolic attack, but the risks to damaging the Kremlin, let alone injuring Putin, were just very minimal. So this really does serve, I think, Russian interests, as you said. More than anything, it's strategic signaling to Ukraine that Zelensky, if he dares to commence this long expected spring counteroffensive, Putin could take him out. I mean, there's no question he could take him out. He could use a small tactical nuke to take out the government quarter in Kyiv. Would kill perhaps tens of thousands, perhaps even less. But it could certainly potentially take out Zelensky and other leaders. I mean, I'm sure they have limited underground bunkers, but even the psychological effect on Zelensky, I think, would be great. Zelensky is known for his bluster, but something like that to perhaps kill some of his family members, his wife or other close presidential associates, I think that would maybe cause him to want to seek peace a lot faster.
Tell me what tell us lay people about a tactical nuke. I know we used to talk about those with Dr. Peter Pry, the late Dr. Peter Pry, who of course, our audience needs to understand if they don't know, David runs is one of the leaders of the EMP Task Force, emptaskforce.us, emptaskforce.us. Our friend, mutual friend, Dr. Peter Pry, whose radio show I used to produce every Monday and he used to sit at this very news desk, and we produced his TV show. David now is one of the leaders of the EMP task force, keeping the work of Dr. Pry going forward. So we used to talk about nuclear tactical, these field nukes.
Battlefield nukes.
Tell us as a layperson, how big are these? How are they shot? Tell us everything, just as though we don't know, because most people think about nuclear weapons as a missile taking off or ICBM. How do these tactical nukes get delivered? What are they shot from? Are they shot from a shoulder device? Are they shot from a tank? How are they shot?
So Russia has 5,000 tactical nuclear weapons, of which 2,500 are battlefield nukes, which are in the 0.1 to 1 kiloton range, so mostly sub-kiloton nukes. As Dr. Pry taught us, these nukes are advanced generation. They're more advanced than anything we have. I would call them maybe mini nukes or micro nukes, but they're really optimized to use on the battlefield, for tactical utilization to take out entire, blow holes in Ukrainian lines, perhaps taking out a battalion or brigade at a time. But they can also be used, as I stated, for more strategic purposes, such as in a super EMP mode over Kyiv. But essentially, so they're employed at the lowest range level. Russia has I think 2S7 and 2S4 mortars and 8-inch artillery pieces that fire these tactical nuclear weapons. At ranges of perhaps 20 to 40 kilometers. But of course, so they can also be delivered via, hypersonic missiles or bombers or various other means. So there's a lot of different options in terms of delivery systems. Russia has, nuclear delivery systems, not only in Russia itself, but in the annexed territories that it's annexed from Ukraine, as well as Belarus. So a lot of frontally deployed nuclear delivery systems. Interestingly, the battlefield nukes that they have deployed and produced don't actually create any, they don't emit any radioactive fallout. So that's what makes them optimal for battlefield usage, because it used to be, tactical nukes that we employed, for example. We employed 7,200 in Europe to deter the Soviet Union from invading Western Europe at the height of the Cold War. Those did omit emit radiation, and that would pose some difficulty because obviously we'd want to keep our troops at a distance. We wouldn't be able to travel anywhere near the impact zone. Whereas these nukes, particularly the smaller versions, would not pose a major threat to Russian troops were they to be used in battle.
So Putin has been dragging this thing out for a long time here. But what you're saying is, if he has the international acceptance of going to tactical nukes based on this so-called assassination attempt there we just saw with that little firecracker, and he goes to tactical nukes, he could therefore win this thing pretty quickly. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you were to use 1-3 in a kind of a strategic or super EMP mode, I think that would have a major impact, mainly not only on Zelensky, but also on Biden. Biden is very averse to nuclear threats. He's the most anti-nuke president we've ever had. He wanted to unilaterally disarm us even further than he has thus far, than we have, under the Obama-Biden administration. It's just really inconceivable that Biden would react, in terms of a direct military attack or let alone the use of tactical nuclear weapons. The ones we have, I mean, we're just so overmatched. Russia overmatches us at least 2-1 in strategic nukes and about 35-1 in tactical nukes, just in terms of quantity, let alone quality. So I think it'd be a low risk proposition if Putin were to employ tactical nukes in a what I call a nuclear demonstration attack, which minimized civilian deaths to the most minimal level, but also, had an oversized, strategic impact on psychological impact on Biden and Zelensky. And once Biden, of course, I think Biden would really leans very heavily on Zelensky to seek peace and might even negotiate a peace deal on his own to prevent further nuclear escalation against the U.S. or NATO. And Zelensky really relies entirely on U.S. military and financial support. So if he were to see Biden do a flip and deny that or suspend it, I think Zelensky would move very quickly to try to negotiate the best possible kind of conditional surrender deal with Putin.
dpyne.substack.com, dpyne.substack.com. He's got some great information up there, and I'm glad you reached out to me last night because I was going to reach out to you, so we were both thinking alike. I wanted your feedback on this little firecracker over the Kremlin, so thanks for joining us tonight, all the work you're doing at the emptaskforce.us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Check out his Substack, folks, dpyne.com, dpyne.substack.com, dpyne.substack.com.